on this Tuesday afternoon, December 10th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin's oldest known living resident has died. 112-year-old Ruth Aunt Esther Strazewski died November 29th. Family members say she died in her sleep at Parkview Health Center in Oshkosh. Strazewski's funeral will be Saturday in Oshkosh. Two people are dead after a crash involving a semi-truck in west central Wisconsin. The Wisconsin State Patrol says an SUV crossed a median on I-94 near Toma Monday night and hit the semis. A 26-year-old Minnesota woman and a 47-year-old Wisconsin man in the SUV were killed, while the truck drivers from Michigan and Minnesota were hospitalized and are expected to survive. Shortly after that crash, another semi-driver from Minnesota who didn't follow cones and flares directing traffic around the crash rear-ended a state patrol squad car. A trooper who was hurt his head in that crash was hospitalized, while the semi-driver involved wasn't injured. The westbound Beltline in Madison was shut down for 3 hours last night after a pedestrian was hit by a car. It happened at around 7 near Fish Hatchery Road. Madison police say the pedestrian died as a result. Authorities are now trying to figure out why the person was walking on the Beltline. Richland School District Administrator Steve Board reported to the Board of Education at its meeting last night that since the third Friday count, open enrollment out numbers have dropped to 248. In addition, open enrolled in students have increased by one from 96 to 97. Currently, the student count is 1,147, which means that the open enrollment out number represents 21.7% of students in the district. This indicates that the district retains 78.3% of its students. The district looks to reach its goal of 80% by September 2025. Board also updated the board that the Building and Grounds Committee had awarded 14 bids for various scopes of work concerning the capital referendum improvements. Each of the awarded bids were to the lowest bidder for each scope of work and was endorsed by Nexus, a reputable company. The total of all approved bids was $5.2 million. While this amount is nearly $438,000 over budget, the savings of $981,630 from the high school roof project will offset this overage. He also went over proposed parking lot revisions at the primary school to increase safety and efficiency by having segregated locations for the dropping off of children, an option to park and escort children to a designated location, as well as loading and unloading the buses. The board also approved the Southwest Conference plans to submit the SWC SWAL plan to the WIAA portal that would apply to all sports except football. A challenge to a Wisconsin school district's policy on transgender and gay students has been rejected by the U.S. Supreme Court. Parents in Eau Claire objected to a new school policy allowing students to discuss and change their gender identity with teachers and staff without involving parents. District officials instituted the policy to help students discuss their worries about their identity without outing them to their parents or guardians. Parents claimed the policy violated their religious freedoms and parental rights. But multiple courts, including a federal appellate court, all rejected the complaints because no parent could prove any direct harm caused by the policy. Wisconsin schools are receiving more federal aid for mental health support. The Department of Public Instruction announced Monday the state will get $10 million over the next 5 years to improve counseling services for students. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley says that money will go towards hiring and retaining counselors and social workers. DPI was one of just 22 agencies in the country to get funding under the new round of grants. AT&T is phasing out landline phones in Wisconsin. Over the next 5 years, the company will move all landlines to newer digital services. Specifically, landlines mean phones that still connect directly by wire to the phone network, not ones that run off wireless connections or from home internet routers. Company officials say it's too expensive to maintain the copper network, and only 5% of homes and businesses in the country still use landlines. Wisconsin Republicans have filed a lawsuit seeking a court order to resolve a discrepancy between state and federal law about what date the state's presidential electors must meet to cast Wisconsin's 10 electoral college votes for President-elect Donald Trump. State law calls for the meeting to take place on December 16th this year, but a two-year-old federal law says the vote must take place this year on December 17th. The Wisconsin Republican Party asked in the lawsuit filed Friday in U.S. District Court, seeking an order that the electors follow federal law and cast their votes on December 17th. Wisconsin prosecutors have filed 10 additional felony charges against two attorneys and an aide to President-elect Donald Trump, who advised the Republican in 2020 as part of a plan to submit paperwork falsely saying that Trump had won the battleground state that year. Jim Tropas, who was Trump's attorney in Wisconsin, Kenneth Cheesebro, an attorney who advised the campaign, and Mike Roman, Trump's director of Election Day operations in 2020, all initially faced a single felony forgery charge in Wisconsin. But today, the Wisconsin Department of Justice filed 10 additional felony charges against each of them for attempting to defraud each of the state's 10 GOP electors. Governor Tony Evers says he'll veto any budget that requires state workers to return to office. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss claimed on WISN's Upfront last month that a lot of employees aren't working or they're working only from home and not doing it very well with little supervision. Also, an Upfront Evers said his administration wants the best possible working for the state, and sometimes that will mean that they will work from home, part-time or full-time. Evers said it's working fine and that state employees can work from home or work from an office that's remote from Madison. Environmental advocates are critical of utilities' decision to delay retirement of a coal-fired power plant. In a statement, Sierra Club Wisconsin Senior Campaign Coordinator Cassie Steiner expressed outrage that Alliant Energy Madison Gas and Electric and Wisconsin Public Service have once again kicked the can on shutting down the Columbia Energy Center, located near Portage in Columbia County. She also expressed exacerbation that the utilities are considering converting the plant to run on natural gas. After previously delaying its closure plan for this year, the utilities last week announced that retirement of the coal plant is being pushed back from 2026 to 2029. The utilities say doing so provides the companies time to explore converting one of the energy center's units to natural gas before 2029. Wisconsin could soon be another step closer to authorizing a sandhill crane hunting season. The Legislative Study Committee on Sandhill Cranes is scheduled to vote on three draft bills today, two of which would authorize sandhill crane hunting in the state to help protect farms from crop damage. Because there is no hunting season for the birds, Wisconsin farmers are unable to receive compensation for lost crops. Agriculture officials say the sandhill cranes caused nearly $2 million in estimated crop damage in 2023. For years now, some consumers have been getting text messages stating that a major delivery carrier needs them to update delivery preferences on a package by clicking a link. The problem? The texts are scams and the links result in the theft of personal information, money, or both. Most consumers love the convenience of making purchases online and having them shipped straight to their doorstep. Delivery scams and theft are particularly prevalent during the holidays when more packages are shipped, but they can happen year-round. Scammers are hoping shoppers are busy or distracted and will act without thinking. The first scams to look out for are phishing texts or emails that pose as official notices from delivery companies. These either contain a tracking link, a message that the shipper is having difficulty delivering a package to you, or a link to update delivery preferences. Clicking the link either takes you to a form that asks for personally identifying information or to a site that downloads malware onto your computer. Another delivery scam involves fake missed delivery tags. Scammers place a note on your door that claims they are having challenges delivering a package to you. They ask you to call a phone number to reschedule your delivery, but it's a ruse to get your personal information. A different delivery scam includes a text stating, The USPS package has arrived at the warehouse and cannot be delivered due to incomplete address information. Please confirm your address in the link. The U.S. Postal Team wishes you a wonderful day. Other delivery-related issues shoppers face involve package theft. Many consumers have had their packages stolen before they arrive home from work. Thieves snatch packages from doorsteps, or lobbies of apartment or condo complexes. Criminals even follow delivery in postal trucks. When the truck leaves, the crooks move in and grab the parcels. You can avoid delivery scams by following these steps. Take precautions to ensure a safe delivery. If you have a valuable or fragile item delivered to your home, purchase shipping insurance. In addition, always get tracking numbers for your purchases and check the shipping progress periodically. Watch out for texts, calls, or emails about a missed delivery. Legitimate delivery services usually leave a missed delivery notice on your door. If you receive a missed delivery notice, examine the form carefully to make sure it's authentic, and only then follow their instructions. Keep track of what you've ordered, or better understand what is coming and when. Don't click on links. Go to the delivery carrier's website directly or log in and use the retailer's tracking tools. Request a signature when ordering. Chances are this feature may come with a price tag, but it may be worth the extra fee depending on the level of package theft in your area. Requesting a signature means that a delivery service won't be able to drop a package on your doorstep unless someone is around to sign for it. Don't leave packages sitting on your doorstep. Packages left sitting outside are particularly vulnerable to theft. To ensure safe delivery, have your package delivered to your workplace or a trusted friend or neighbor who will be home to accept delivery. Some delivery companies now have lockers where your packages can securely wait for you to pick them up using a one-time code to open the locker. Open your delivery upon receipt to check for damage or signs of tampering. Contact the seller immediately if you believe something is wrong with the shipment or it's not what you ordered. Also, review the seller's return policy for damaged or unwanted items. Visit bbb.org/avoidscams to learn more. If you've been the victim of a delivery scam, report it at bbb.org/scamtracker. For more information, contact the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau at bbb.org/Wisconsin or call 1-800-273-1002. The vision of Viroqua's 1936 Works Progress Administration bathhouse becoming the Viroqua Welcome Center is closer to becoming a reality. The WPA Bathhouse Task Force has achieved its funding goal with the allocation of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation Community Development Investment Grant of $250,000. The renovation of the building, located at 220 Rock Avenue in the heart of Viroqua, is forecast to begin by summer 2025. Key features of the Viroqua Welcome Center will be a visitor and community information center, a meeting and gathering space for community and business use, downtown public restrooms, and a trailhead for Vernon County's recreational trails. While the funding milestone is a cause for celebration, the project continues to seek donations and pledges to strengthen its budget and enhance the center's programming and amenities. Additional contributions will help ensure the Viroqua Welcome Center becomes a well-equipped hub. For more information about the Viroqua Welcome Center, including ways to donate, visit viroquabathhousewelcomecenter.org. Public Health Sauk County and SSM Health have announced a life-saving tool in the Lake Delton community. A free public health vending machine inside the SSM Health Lake Delton Urgent Care Clinic. The machine offers free Narcan nasal spray, Detera medication disposal kits, and listings of local mental health and substance use resources. These free supplies will be available to all during clinic business hours. This is the second public health vending machine to be installed in Sauk County, with the first located in the entrance of the SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo Emergency Room. Public Health Sauk County purchased the vending machine and supplies with funding from a Wisconsin Department of Health Service grant. The hope is to secure more grant funds to install more vending machines in other locations in the area. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced the state's outdoor recreation industry had another record-setting year. According to a press release, outdoor recreation in Wisconsin contributed over $11 billion to the state economy, a nearly 10% jump from its contribution in 2023. Multi-use apparel and accessories and motorcycling and ATVing led the growth, with each category generating over $1 billion of economic impact. Boating and fishing generated the third most impact at $928 million. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has released volunteer numbers for this year's Adopt a Highway program. According to DOT officials, nearly 15,000 volunteers from over 3,000 different groups perform cleanups on sections of adopted roadways this year, putting in over 5,400 hours of work. DOT officials also say volunteers picked up nearly 350,000 pounds of trash from those roadways. Over 5,900 miles of state highways were adopted through the program in 2024. If you're planning on gifting a child's bike this holiday, don't forget the safety gear. Dr. Benjamin Orozco with Gunderson Health says helmets and pads are a must. If you're unsure of what size safety gear a child will need, gift a gift card along with the bike or scooter so family members can help pick out the right size for the child. Also, be sure you're not buying gifts with small parts if there are small children in the home. If you're getting a holiday tree this week, be sure you can get it home safely. Brian Ortner with AAA says you should treat it like you would transporting a large appliance. Make sure you have some strong rope or ratchet straps with you, an old blanket, some gloves, and of course, the right vehicle helps too. One with a roof rack is ideal. If you need help, consider renting a truck from your local hardware retailer or moving company. There's plenty of ways to reduce waste this holiday season. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Waste Reduction Coordinator Jennifer Samaro says you need to take batteries and electronics such as tablets, laptops, computers, and cell phones should never go in a curbside recycling bins. Samaro says containers made of steel, aluminum, glass, and plastics, one and two, as well as cardboard, newspaper, magazines, office paper, and other papers can be recycled in your bin. Semrau says string lights shouldn't be recycled as they can damage recycling equipment. A full list of what can and can't be recycled can be found on the DNR's website. December is here, and with it, another season of holiday celebrations. Don't cut the party short by driving impaired. It's dangerous, reckless, and never the only option. Wisconsin State Patrol's December Law of the Month brings attention to impaired driving laws and encourages motorists to find safe ways to get their destinations this holiday season. On average, someone is injured or killed in an impaired driving crash every 2 hours in Wisconsin. In 2023, there were over 7,700 impaired driving crashes that claimed the lives of 186 people on Wisconsin roads. In Wisconsin, drivers are prohibited from operating any vehicle with a blood alcohol concentration of more than 0.08. Under Wisconsin's Not a Drop Law, drivers under age 21 are prohibited from having any detectable amount of alcohol in their system. Drivers may not have any illegal drugs in their system when behind the wheel. Motorists who refuse a blood breath alcohol test will lose their license for at least 1 year and may have their vehicle impounded. Wisconsin law enforcement works hard year-round to encourage safe driving and prevent impaired driving. Over 7,500 law enforcement officers across the state are trained in advanced roadside impaired driving enforcement. This helps law enforcement detect impaired drivers and get them off the road. With almost 400 drug recognition experts across the state, Wisconsin is helping lead the nation in eliminating drug-impaired driving. DREs help prevent tragedies by identifying the signs of drug-impaired driving and securing convictions to keep them off the roads. The Wisconsin State Patrol is continuing to highlight the danger that impaired driving poses throughout the holiday season with its Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign. Running from December 13th through January 1st, Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over is an annual holiday partnership with local law enforcement to keep Wisconsin roads safe and free of impaired drivers. Today's winner in the Ithaca Boosters calendar raffle is Nancy Judson.